IRD for you. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for you is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5pm to find out more. IRD for you, making you a priority. Good day. Today we have with us Keisha Brooks, Assistant Comptroller, Taxpayer Services at the Inland Revenue Department.
Good day, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. As you are aware, Anguilla will be implementing Goods and Services Tax, GST, on the 1st of July 2022. Therefore, through this program and other initiatives, the Inland Revenue Department has been engaging with taxpayers and the general public to aid in the transition. Interestingly, today's topic is transitioning to GST. To get us started, please tell us some more about today's topic.
Certainly, Misha. Today we hope to have a fruitful discussion on the topic of transitioning to GST. The aim is to ensure that the transition to this new tax is as seamless as possible. The Inland Revenue Department wants to ensure that all stakeholders are knowledgeable about how GST works and prepared for its implementation. The first thing we need to be clear on is that with the implementation of GST, five existing taxes will be replaced, namely accommodation tax, environmental levy, communication levy, public entertainment tax, and interim goods tax. Hence, measures are required to ensure that the correct tax treatment of transactions is applied from the repeal taxes to GST. Furthermore, GST will also apply to the provision of certain goods and services that were previously on tax, such as domestic retail and wholesale, construction, vehicle hire, and professional services. This means that clear guidance needs to be provided on such tax treatments as well. Tax treatments for all transitional arrangements should be fair for everyone, including the consumers, the businesses, taxpayers, and the government of Anguilla.
Wow, this is quite an intense program today. Can you please explain some more about the transition from the old taxes to the new tax?
Certainly. While businesses in specific sectors will be affected in different ways by this transition, especially those who collected the taxes that will be repealed, of the five taxes that will be repealed, four are indirect taxes. This means that they are collected by businesses on behalf of government. The businesses that collect the taxes are referred to as taxpayers. Government, through tax laws, give these businesses the authority to charge and collect taxes from consumers. They therefore act as stewards of government and consequently also have a fiduciary duty to account for and remit the tax they collect within a specified period of time. GST is also an indirect tax. So for those businesses that currently collect accommodation tax, environmental levy, communication levy, and public entertainment tax, similar arrangements will remain in place. Interim goods tax, however, is a bit different because this tax is a direct tax. It's collected at importation by the Customs Department.
Interesting. So what will the transition from each tax look like?
To explain in more detail the transition from the old taxes to GST, I'll take each one in turn. Firstly, suppliers or short-term accommodations such as hotels, inns, guest houses, and the like will be required to register for GST regardless of their annual turnover. There is no threshold for suppliers of the short-term accommodation. Therefore, as long as you are in business of providing accommodation services to tourists or people staying in Anguilla for less than 6 months, this applies to you and you must register for GST. Therefore, in simplistic terms, prior to the 1st of July 2022, these establishments will charge and collect accommodation tax at a rate of 12%. Then from the 1st of July 2022 and onward, they will charge and collect GST at a rate of 13%. In this way, businesses in this sector will continue to act as collection agents of governments because they will charge and collect GST from tourists and patrons of their establishment and remit tax collected to government on a monthly basis. GST also allows businesses to recover GST paid on inputs to their business. A similar arrangement will exist for the Anguilla Electricity Company and communication providers. ANGLEC currently charges environmental levy on the electricity bills to consumers at a rate of 7%. With the implementation of GST, they will now charge GST at a rate of 13% for commercial accounts. For residential accounts, the first 130 kilowatts is zero rated and any excess is subject to GST at the standard rate. This means for an average electricity consumer, they will pay the same amount of tax as present.
Am I understanding correctly that with GST implementation, those people who use under the average domestic electricity consumption will pay less tax?
Yes, that's right. The transition to GST will bring about this benefit. Now moving on to the communication levy. The current rate is 15%. But this will be reduced to 13% and appear on the bills as GST and will continue to be administered by the service providers. Promoters of public entertainment will also be required to register for GST and charge GST on their supplies at a rate of 13% compared to 10% previously. Lastly, interim goods tax, known as IGT, which is charged when goods are imported at an average rate of 9%, will transition to GST at a rate of 13% effective the 1st of July 2022. GST registered businesses will be able to reclaim this, so when GST is charged on the business sales, it will be on a lower amount. Since the GST paid can be recovered, businesses should not include GST paid in their selling price.
Thanks for that very comprehensive explanation. I am glad to learn that not only will a new tax be coming on board, but some taxes will actually be replaced. If I'm in business and have ongoing contracts or transactions that straddle the implementation date, how will that work?
The GST legislation and regulations will provide further provisions detailing the particular tax treatment for transactions straddling the implementation date. As I said before, it is important for the tax treatments for all transitional arrangements to be fair for everyone, including the consumers, the businesses, taxpayers, and the government of Anguilla. The Inland Revenue Department is working on sector-specific guides to help businesses understand specific transitional arrangements, and these documents will be shared with taxpayers soon.
You mentioned that some areas that were previously untaxed will now attract GST. For the benefit of our listeners, can you please provide more clarity on this?
Sure, Misha. GST will be applied to professional services and construction services, for instance. GST is applied on the supply of goods and services at the standard rate of 13% unless the goods or services are specifically exempted or zero-rated. This will help to expand the tax base, generate more revenues to bridge the financial gap, and fund the provision of essential services to Anguillan citizens.
This information is very helpful. Are there any other specific considerations for taxpayers or businesses as Anguilla transitions to the implementation of GST?
Thank you. I am glad that you find the information useful. For persons and business, I do have some tips that will help you get prepared for the implementation of GST. The Inland Revenue Department recently launched our online portal, so it is advisable that all existing businesses sign up on the IRD online portal by visiting services.gov.ai. Familiarize yourself with the GST Act and regulations. Monitor your trading activity to determine if you will be required to register for GST. Inform booking agents, industry partners, suppliers, and customers of the implementation of GST and evaluate the need for changes to point of sale, booking, invoicing, billing, and accounting systems to capture GST calculation. These are just some things to get you to assess your readiness for GST and to get prepared.
How will the Inland Revenue Department be helping businesses get prepared?
During the first quarter of 2022, the Inland Revenue Department will be checking the trading environment and monitoring liability of persons and businesses. We have already started and will continue to publicize educational material on GST. We have compiled and will be utilizing the GST Registerable Persons list to target our communications. We will be hosting sector consultations, starting with the accommodation sector. In the second quarter, we will be conducting advisory visits with individual prospective taxpayers and registering taxpayers for GST ahead of the implementation dates.
This has been a very informative program. If I want to learn more, where do I go?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website will be the main authoritative source for current information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current publications on GST.
Before we close for today, do you have any final words?
I would just like to remind our listeners that GST will be implemented in Anguilla on the 1st of July 2022 at a rate of 13%. It will be applied by most large businesses who sell goods and services over EC $300,000 in value each year. To help you prepare for GST, the Inland Revenue Department will continue to provide guidance. Prior to the GST implementation date, we'll also be notifying you of important dates and requirements, especially for those of you who will be required to register for GST.
Thank you, Ms. Brooks, for coming to speak to us today about transitioning to GST. This program was very informative, and we are looking forward to learning more in future programs.
Thank you for having us as usual.
Thanks for listening. This was another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Join us next time to learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department.
IRD for You. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for You is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5pm to find out more. IRD for You, making you a priority.